Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's a small but quickly growing campaign. Environmentalists battling climate change are urging universities, foundations, and public pension funds to divest from oil, coal, and gas. Massachusetts has emerged as a hub of the movement, and as WBUR's David Scharfenberg reports, the Bay State experience underscores the potential and the limitations of the push for divestment from fossil fuels.
It's a windy Valentine's Day on the Harvard campus, and seven students are going through a stack of blue, pink, and red paper hearts. These are not your typical Valentines. They're for Harvard President Drew Gilpin Faust, and they're not exactly declarations of devotion.
Please divest. This is my broken heart. They've drawn like a squiggly line down the middle of that one.
The hearts, props for a breakup with fossil fuels protest, are strung together in a big unruly pile. And when the students walk into President Faust's office, they have some trouble finding their Valentine.
Would it be possible to give those to her?
Actually, it would not be. She's not even in today.
Oh.
But you could definitely leave them here.
This is not the first time students have been stymied. In October, Faust wrote a letter to the Harvard community saying that while she respects the, quote, concern and commitment shown by advocates, she doesn't believe the university's $33 billion endowment should be used as a political tool. It was a big rebuff for a movement that's still finding its footing. But the students' persistence speaks to another reality. Massachusetts has emerged as a high-energy hub of the divestment crusade. In Amherst, Hampshire College is one of a handful of schools that have actually divested. Three Massachusetts-based foundations recently joined 14 others in divesting. And in the state legislature, Senator Ben Downing of Pittsfield has authored a bill that would divest the state's $56 billion pension fund. He says it's a matter of consistency for a state that's investing plenty in the shift to green energy.
It makes no sense to, on the one hand, be investing taxpayer resources in making that transition, and on the other hand, be investing retiree pension dollars in fossil fuels. We are sort of cheering for both sides of a game.
On the industry side, Steve Dodge of the Massachusetts Petroleum Council has testified against the legislation. He says fossil fuels are going to be with us for a long time, and he suggests the first ever divestment of a state pension fund would only hurt retired workers.
I think you have to look at the pocketbooks of those who benefit. In this case, it's state retirees. Ask them what they think, if they are willing to take a substantial hit to their portfolio and to their retirement checks. And I think the answer is going to be no.
The Retired State, County, and Municipal Employees Association has not yet taken a position. And the bill does allow for reinvestment in fossil fuels if the value of the pension fund dips below what it would have been. Senator Downing doesn't expect any movement on his legislation in the near term, but advocates are keeping up the pressure at the State House.
Divest now! Divest now!
And they have the support of Treasurer Steve Grossman, who manages the pension fund and is now running for governor. Massachusetts is also home to some prominent green investment firms. One of them, Green Century Funds, just released an animated video this week aimed at everyday investors.
But if you're saving for your family's future in a mutual fund, your money is probably invested in the same fossil fuel companies that are most responsible for global warming.
But the pitch to individual and institutional investors is not just a moral one. Advocates insist that fossil fuel companies are a bad financial bet. They say stockpiles of coal and gas, much still untapped, will plummet in value when regulators get serious about cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Reports from some of the big financial houses, such as HSBC and Standard & Poor's, have raised similar concerns. But so far, the broader market isn't buying talk of a carbon bubble.
It's going to take a lot more than reports.
That's Joe Salvatore, an analyst with Bloomberg New Energy Finance.
It's going to take the imminent threat of carbon taxes or carbon cap and trade schemes, and at the moment we're just not seeing that.
Activists pushing divestment also face a competing strategy within the environmental movement. The nonprofit organization Ceres is on the sixth floor of a downtown Boston office building. For 25 years, it's brought together capitalists and environmentalists to build a more sustainable economy. The series' approach is not to divest from fossil fuel companies. It's to encourage shareholder activism by big investors like the California and Massachusetts pension funds.
What they're saying is, if we divest, we're giving up our power to engage with these companies.
That's series president Mindy Luber.
They're not saying divestment's a bad thing. They're saying they're not going to do it, or they're not going to do it right now.
But those who favor divestment say engagement just won't work with companies whose interests are fundamentally at odds with curbing climate change. And ultimately, they argue, investment is a question of values. An old red barn in Framingham is headquarters for the Massachusetts Conference of the United Church of Christ. Here, the Reverend Jim Antall oversees 374 churches statewide, and he's made climate change, specifically divestment, a defining cause.
Every religion links what we do with our material being with who we are as spiritual beings.
In July, Antall pushed the National Church in a biannual gathering known as the General Synod to take the first step toward divestment. It would be the first national group ever to pull out of fossil fuels.
For Christians, it's pretty simple. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's, you know, coming from Jesus' mouth.
If the church follows through, divestment would take some time. It would involve a tiny amount of money measured against the industry's overall market value. And if the United Church of Christ sells its shares, other investors would undoubtedly buy them. But environmentalist Bill McKibben, the national face of the movement, says it's not really about inflicting economic damage.
We don't think that we can bankrupt Exxon tomorrow, but we do think that we can begin the process of politically bankrupting them, making it harder for them to exercise their power in Washington and in all the other capitals of the world where the fossil fuel industry is so strong.
It's a big climb for a small movement. But if activists get there, McKibben says, it'll be due in no small part to the work of advocates in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.